Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And again, I have Karen Ford with me from Fairmont, West Virginia. Karen, tell me a little bit about yourself other than the hats you wear. You're a wife, a mother, a grandmother?
Oh, yes. I'm a wife of 7 years, have 3 beautiful daughters and 7 grandchildren.
Awesome.
Yes.
Oh, 3 and 7. Those are good numbers.
Yes. I'll take those.
You'll take those. And I know the other week you said you had grandma duty.
Yes.
Every 3 weeks
on the weekend. I love it. They're fun.
Yes. Now, that's our hobbies.
Yes.
They really are. They bring joy and fun excitement to our lives. But you are also an administrator at Faith Church. You're an elder in the church,
yes.
Faith Church International, under Dr. John and Dr. Rebecca. And I've been to Dr. Rebecca's conferences, and you're the lady that keeps things in order. You keep them flowing right along. And I know you had to have the right people under you to make it happen. You can't do it all by yourself. How important is it for us to be involved in the work of God?
Oh, my goodness. It's so imperative. Mm-hmm. So imperative. It's difficult for a church to run without a helps ministry.
Yes.
People being the hands and just being able to serve. If we don't have that, then who's going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it takes everyone. If there's somebody in a congregation and they're not serving in any capacity, I just want to encourage them. Get plugged in some way, somehow, even if it's serving coffee or whatever it is the church body might need at that moment.
Well, that's where the joy comes from, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, in His presence is fullness of joy, but joy also comes when we're functioning in our unction, so to speak.
Yeah.
And one of those unctions is to serve. Jesus came to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So if He came to serve, then who are we not to?
I know that there are people that are called to different things, and I'll never forget one time I went to someone, and I'm going to throw you a little curveball here, Karen.
Okay.
I went to someone, and I said to them, we really could use your help here. You would be such a blessing here. They had gifts that could really provide to that. And they said, I'm called to be an intercessor. I'm not called to be a Martha. I'm called to be a Mary.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So how would you address that?
I would say that there's Mary and there's Martha. And Martha, they were at, I won't say it, two extremes, but Martha was an extreme in the busyness, which I can understand because a chapter before that, Jesus had all these people with him, and Martha may have very well been thinking, I'm going to have all these people in our home to feed. But yet Mary chose the best thing, the good thing. But yet we can't assume that Mary just sat at the feet of Jesus every day and all day. She was also about the needs of the people as well.
Yes. Well, it was this timing as well, because right then Jesus was teaching.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus was teaching.
Yes.
And so she wanted to hear the words of Jesus, but He didn't teach 24/7.
That's exactly right. No, He did not. He was serving. Many times He was serving, feeding the people. I'm thinking about feeding of the 5,000 plus, because it doesn't say how many women or children were there. He fed them in the natural before He fed them spiritually. And the disciples were just as much a part of that miracle as Jesus was.
Yes.
Because He blessed it, He broke it, and He gave it to the disciples. So when the disciples gave it to the multitude, that multiplication occurred in their hands.
Absolutely.
So if we are thinking, okay, Jesus, you do this, you do this, we're not going to be a part of that miracle. Whereas if we offer and lend our hands to Him, we can be a part of the miracle because He can use us in that.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome. We've for you. We prepared a table for you. So glad you made it. So nice to see you. In case you didn't notice.
And with me is Karen Ford, and she is an administrative elder at Faith Church International, and we're talking about basically servanthood. And I asked you before we came on the program, I know you're an administrator, I know you're an intercessor. What is your passion?
My passion is winning the lost, evangelizing in any way, shape, or form.
Because people are dying without Christ every day, and they're dying hopeless, and there are people out there listening even now that they don't have hope. They may go to church, but they really don't have a life of hope.
And that absolutely just breaks my heart, Sharon, because Jesus is the hope. He is their hope. He can be their hope. He is it.
Yes.
And so with him, they're able to live out their lives completely fulfilled with hope every day of their lives.
Mm. Now, you have that spirit and that motivation of evangelism, reaching the lost, telling the lost about the Lord. I have seen two extremes, to be honest with you. I've seen Christians, and that's probably 90% or more, who've never told a soul about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't talk about religion, you don't talk about politics, you know, you just leave that aside. Then you have the other side that basically they don't walk in wisdom, and they're hounding people,
right.
And the soil of their heart isn't even prepared. So how do you see evangelism effective?
I think evangelism is most effective is when we have prayed, interceded, and stood in the gap for the lost.
Mm.
Then when we go out into the field, whether that's at our workplace, at the bank, even in our own home, there may be some lost ones. Our actions will match up with our words, and it's going to be a light Jesus said, you know, I'm the light of the world, but I'm sending you out and you're going to be a light. Mm-hmm. So as we live our lives and our lives are reflecting what our words are saying, that's the greatest light.
Basically, relational evangelism.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes. And it can come up in a casual conversation. I've done it several different ways. I've gone and I've knocked doors, done a survey, won souls that way. I've handed out tracts.
Uh-huh.
I've been in a restaurant before and actually had a word of knowledge for someone, and it was dead on according to what they had said.
Uh-huh.
Now, they didn't know God. They weren't saved, but the Holy Spirit knew them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how else would I have known that? Because I didn't know that person.
Yeah.
And that's what's great, is because I don't have to prove a thing. God proved himself to you when he said what he said through me.
If you have a heart for souls and you're wanting to reach the lost, the Lord will make a way for you to be a witness.
Oh, the greatest prayer that can be prayed is, Lord, use me. Give me opportunities every day, and I will take them.
Mm-hmm.
And he will absolutely bring opportunity after opportunity to you.
I love what Dick Green, Pastor Dick Green, God's Ark of Safety, he's a great evangelist. I've been with him. We praise for the waitresses and everybody. And he says, if the Lord ever speaks to you to talk to someone, he has already prepared their heart.
Oh, that is so true.
And you can really go with assurance that if God is directing you to speak to someone about the Lord, and if you know his voice, you know when he's nudging you. You know when he's prompting you. He said, they're ready. They're ready.
Yes.
And that's why he has such good success, because he hears what the Lord says and he follows through with that.
I think sometimes people get discouraged when they witness to someone and maybe they don't get saved right then at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, the enemy will come and try to discourage them. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. They didn't get saved. Why'd you do that? But honestly, the word says that some sow, some water, and some reap. But God gives the increase.
Yes.
So we don't always have to be the one that wins that soul at that very moment we're witnessing to them.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been the first time they've ever been witnessed to.
That's right.
Or the second or the third. You might be watering that seed.
We'll be back in just a moment.
When my heart is overwhelmed and my eyes are blind to you, and the pain of life is just too heavy to bear, and when the mountain seems so high and my faith too weak to climb, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. To the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my life is hit, fight to hide the tears, and I wrestle in my heart to know what to do. Lord, I'm welling up inside, but I know you hear my cry. Jesus, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock.
Sharon, today we were talking about witnessing to the lost, and everyone under the sound of our voice that knows Jesus as Savior, someone brought the gospel to them.
That's so true, yes.
Someone. It might have been your mother, but someone brought the gospel to you. And I believe we in turn need to be witnesses, not just lifestyle witnesses.
That's right.
Not just friendship witnesses, but
that's
we
right.
need to be. I believe time is running out and we need to be about the Father's business.
That's so true. Yes.
Would you pray for them? There are some that are just fearful.
Yes.
They're fearful of man. They're fearful of missing God. They're fearful of not knowing enough of the Word to even share their own testimony.
Yes. Father, we just lift up everyone right now to you in Jesus' name that maybe has a fear or are afraid to witness. Lord, we just bind that fear in Jesus' name. Lord, you haven't given them a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. And Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit giving them great boldness, Lord, and that when they open their mouths, you said that you would fill it. So even if they have a little bit of word in them or a lot of word, we thank you, Lord, that you're able to pull up the words directly to that person that they're witnessing to in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up all those that are listening right now that may not know you and have you as their personal Savior. And God just wants you to know that He is your hope. He can be the Lord of your life and direct your path. And so right now in Jesus' name, if you're not saved and you want to be saved, just say these words right after me. God in heaven.
God in heaven.
I come before you a sinner.
I come before you a sinner.
And I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
And I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
Your word says that you'll cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Your word says you will cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
And thank you that I am now a child of God.
And thank you that I am now a child of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Karen, it's been such a joy to have you.
It's been a joy being here with you, Sharon.
And I've seen you at Faith Church. First time I've seen you outside of Faith Church. Glad to have you in Grantsville.
Thank you.
This month, with your love gift of $15 or more to He's Alive, we'll send you our coaching CD featuring special guest Deborah Sprague, who escaped the hands of an abductor. Listen as she shares how to overcome the fear that trauma brings.
It was both through praying aloud prayers, quoting aloud the scriptures that would combat the thoughts. And I know that if you do not voice it out and go to war against those factors aloud, the out loudness breaks the covering. It puts you out beyond yourself. Your voice gets out there and it starts acting as a sword against that thing. Because when you keep it silent or you're just meditating, it's like you're covered over. But when you start using your voice, it penetrates that darkness.
Yours with your love gift of $15 or more when you write He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or give online at he'salive.net.
I trust today that you enjoyed the program with Karen Ford, and it's always a pleasure just to come to you and share Jesus Monday through Friday on Connected at 1 and 10 p.m. Thank you for being a part of He's Alive Radio. I want to pray right now that God's presence would touch you. There are some of you who have called, written, and you need direction from the Lord right now. If any man lacks wisdom, all he has to do, according to the book of James chapter 1, is ask. And God will give us the wisdom that we need, and He will give it to us liberally or in abundance. Now, we can't waver wondering if God's word is true. And if His promises are true, we have to believe His word and take Him at His word and by faith receive the promises of faith and of wisdom and of peace and joy and provision or healing, whatever you need. We do it by faith. Father, in Jesus' name, for those right now that are searching, they need the wisdom of God in their life. I thank you, Lord, that their steps and our steps can be ordered by you. When one door closes, we thank you that another door shall open in the name of Jesus. Doors of employment, doors of opportunity, doors in college, doors in ministry. We declare open doors to fulfill the will of God. And I just need to share Philippians 4:19 with you. This says, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father, we take you at your word. You are our source. You are our supply. And we receive it now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you, I so appreciate Debbie Sprague. She was with us for Women of Valor, and she's also the featured on our coaching CD for this month of May. This dear sweet lady has gone through hell and come back to tell you about it. And she has lived in victory when most people would have just given up and quit and even faltered or failed or died out of sorrow or remorse or even to the place that terror would overtake their life, that it would just do them in. But she knew how to trade in fear for her future. One thing about Debbie Sprague, a lot of people don't know, she has been delivered from fear that came from the tragedy of the death, the murder of her whole family. Not only that, but she was abducted herself when she was in college by a serial killer and escaped. I mean, this lady has walked through, and she knows how to overcome. And I believe as you hear her speak, something of faith will rise in your heart. You can trade in fear for your future. Now, it is yours with your best love gift this month of May. $15 or more, we'll get it to you. Write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net. Our time is up for today here on Connected. We will be back Monday. This Sunday is church. Make sure you are there. I know some of you say, well, it's Memorial Day weekend. We'll take the weekend off. No. The Word of God is for every Sunday of the year. He says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And we read in the book of Acts that on the first day of the week, they came to church because God was a priority. They honored God with their lives by attending church. Get your family in church. Make sure your children know the habit of attending church on Sunday. I love you. We'll be back Monday. Tim and I on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.